Hello, CQ. Hello, CQ. W9WZE calling CQ. W9WZE calling CQ. Calling CQ. Calling CQ.
The Halicrafters are...
Halicrafters. An all-star name in radio communications with an all-star radio program.
The lovely Queen of America's Supper Clubs, now appearing at Chicago's Palmer House, and brilliant star of radio's Raleigh Room, the incomparable Hildegard.
The favorite baritone star of the Chicago Theater of the Air, Mr. Bruce Foote.
Rising young soprano star of Grand Opera, the Contented Hour in the Chicago Theater of the Air, Miss Virginia Heskins.
Presented by Halicrafters, the unlimited American name of an unlimited American company. Crafters Hour is the ninth in a series of weekly broadcasts titled America Unlimited, reserved for top priority war industries of the Midwest and presented in cooperation with station WGN, the Chicago Tribune, and combined government war agencies. Tonight's program, written and produced by Jack LaFrandre, with orchestra and chorus conducted by Robert Trendler, originates from the stage of Chicago's huge Madonna Temple before a capacity audience of nearly 5,000. We owe this program in its entirety to signal and communications men in the armed services and to the great fraternity of American radio amateurs. For without their gallantry in action and devotion to duty, the story of Halicrafters could never be written.
Hello, CQ. Hello, CQ. Hello, CQ. W9WZE calling CQ, calling CQ, calling CQ. W9FJ calling W9WZE, W9FJ calling W9WZE.
It all started back in 1941 when amateur station W9WZE was putting out that CQ. It so happens that W9WZE is owned by William J. Halligan, president of the Halicrafters Company.
Mr. Halligan?
Yes?
I understand that HT4 transmitter of yours is making a big hit with the hams around the country.
Well, it should. The HT4 is built for hams.
It might be built for something else.
Hmm? Why, what do you mean?
We've checked that HT4 over pretty carefully, and it stacks up as the best transmitter in the country for our purposes.
Well, just who is we?
The United States government.
That's what started it. The Halicrafters HT4, built for radio men, was selected as the best radio transmitter of its kind in the country and became the heart of Halicrafters' greatest contribution to the war effort, the famous Signal Corps mobile radio station known on every war front as the SDR 299.
First to roll ashore at beachhead after beachhead, right up in front of invasion after invasion, this powerful mobile station has coordinated battle tactics the world over and is one of the biggest single factors in the winning of American victories and the saving of American lives.
There is a picture of our target, right there on the instrument panel. See? A small truck and trailer. Mark it there.
If you don't know what the SCR 299 looks like, ask an enemy pilot. Because the enemy fears that helicopter's job to such an extent that many shot down German planes have been found to have pictures of the 299 pasted on their instrument panels. Primary targets for enemy bombing.
Beyond the blue and the forget the bird and tune. A mighty thunder is coming.
Something else that's mighty important about that helicopter's built SCR-299. Practically every frontline newscast you hear over your home receiver from the battlefronts comes from the inside of a 299 right in the thick of action.
Queen Charlie, Jig 1. Queen Charlie, Jig 1. This is Easy Sugar Mike 1. Easy Sugar Mike 1. I've got Jack Thompson for MBS at 2248 GMT. And Larry Rue for WGN at 2319. Thompson going on for his talk-up. Go ahead, Jack.
Thanks, Bill. This is John Thompson calling MBS in London and New York. By my watch, it will be exactly 2240 GMT when I say woof. I'll begin broadcasting at exactly 2248. Stay on for 2 minutes and return to MBS newsroom in New York. This is John Thompson calling MBS from Easy Sugar Mike 1 in France. When I say woof, my watch will be exactly...
Oh. They're at it again, Jack. I thought this was too good to last.
What do you expect on a battlefield? Studio floors?
Hey, they're coming close.
Close, but not a cigar.
Look out, Jack. Look out. Jack. Larry. Where are you guys? Who's holding me down? I can't move. Something across my legs. It's dark. Not even panel lights on. Can't see the equipment. Maybe my eyes are... Gotta get on the air somehow. I gotta get something out.
Bill.
Huh?
Bill, darling, can't you hear me?
Evelyn. Evelyn, is that you? How did you ever get over here? How did... There's no one here. Nuts, I guess. Wait. That helicopter's portable job. The one Jack Thompson had with him. Somehow that got turned on and...
The helicopter's portable morale receiver. A portable job that operates on AC, DC, or its own batteries. Operates in foxhole, slit trench, tank rut, or jungle the world over. Powerful enough to bring in home wherever a fighting man may be. Powerful enough to pick up the voice of such command performance stars as Hildegard anywhere in the universe. Hildegard!
Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, for all you men over there, fighting for all of us over here, I have been commanded to sing a lovely song I had the honor and privilege of introducing in Washington, D.C. Matter of fact, I know now what the D.C. after Washington means. Darn confusing. I sang it for the President of the United States Cigar Company. I know, isn't that silly? Anyway, the song typifies the way we want all you men to feel. So, G.I., wish you'd start smiling, for I feel a song coming on. And I'm warning ya, it's a victorious, happy and glorious new strain. I feel a song coming on. It's a melody full of the laughter of children out after the rain. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through ya, love and glory, hallelujah. And now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song coming on. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through ya, love and glory, hallelujah. And now my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song.
Can't anyone hear me?
I hear you, Bill. I hear you.
Where are you?
Where?
Gotta cut this out. Gotta get hold of myself. Oh, what I'd give if I could climb inside that receiver and go home. Home.
The romantic baritone of the Chicago Theater of the Air, Mr. Bruce Foot, singing.
You and the night and the music fill me with flame. My being completely on fire. You and the night and the music thrill me, but will we be one after the night and the music?
Evelyn, somehow, through the music, I heard you. I'm sure I heard you.
Of course you hear me, dear. Of course you do.
At this time, the rising young soprano star of the Contented Hour in the Chicago Theater of the Air joins Mr. Foote in a famous operetta duet. Virginia Haskins and Bruce Foote sing One Kiss from the New Moon.
One kiss, one love, save it for, one love for her.
one kiss. Evelyn, do you suppose we... I mean, when I get home, do you think that...
By special request of our fighting men in all parts of the world, Virginia Haskins returns to the microphone to sing a brand new coloratura arrangement of The Beautiful Bill Daniels.
Oh.
darling. Can't you hear me?
Huh? Where are you, Evelyn? Where are you?
Right here, darling. Right here at your side.
But you can't be. How could you get way out to... Wait. What are those streaks of light? I see streaks of light.
It's all right, darling. The doctor said we could take the bandages off your eyes today.
Bandages? A hospital? How did... How long have I been here?
Ever since the stretcher bearers heard a radio going in your bomb truck on the side of a road in France. You're home, Bill. They flew you home. I've been with you ever since. You've been in a coma.
It's almost like a dream. Just as though I had climbed in that radio and... Hildegard, here at the hospital. It seems like just an hour ago that I heard her voice in France.
Now proceeding under orders, I'm going to sing and play one of the loveliest and most romantic songs ever written. Based on the simple musical scale, it was composed by a talented unknown Frenchman who has been a prisoner of war in Germany for the past 5 years. So with the hope that I'm bringing a loved one closer to your heart, all of a sudden my heart all of a sudden my heart sings when I remember little things, the way you dance and hold me tight, the way you kiss and say goodnight, the crazy things we say and do, the fun it is to be with you, remembering all those little things. All of a sudden, my heart sings. The secret way you press my hand to let me know you understand. The wind and rain upon your face, the breathless world of your embrace, your little laugh and half surprise, the starlight gleaming in your eyes, the magic thrill left in your touch. Oh, darling, I love you so much. The secret way you press my hand to let me know you understand, the wind and rain upon your face, the breathless world of your embrace, your little laugh and half surprise, the starlight gleaming in your eyes, remembering all those little things, all of a sudden my heart sings.
Thank you. God bless you all.
Hello, CQ. Hello, CQ. Hello, CQ. W9WZE calling CQ. Calling CQ. Calling CQ.
From an attic workshop to radio communications equipment respected around the world, the radio man's radio that will continue to do things hereto undreamed of and uncharted. Hallicrafters, the unlimited American name of an unlimited American company.
Bruce Foote and Virginia Haskins, written and produced by Jack LaFondre and conducted by Robert Trendler, this has been the ninth in a special America Unlimited program
dedicated each week to the top priority war industries of the Midwest. Tonight's production originated in Chicago's huge Madonna Temple before a capacity audience of nearly 5,000 and was sponsored by the Hallicrafters Company. The voices of John Thompson and William J. Halligan were impersonated. Other participants in this series are the Republic Steel Corporation, the Pressed Steel Car Company, Incorporated, Ingersoll Steel and Disc Division, Bork Warner Corporation, the Aluminum Company of America, the Electromotive Division of General Motors, the Western Electric Company, and the Buda Company.
Ladies and gentlemen, anything we can do to help our fighting men in their desperate struggle for our security and future peace, anything we can do is the thing we must do. If we can buy bonds, let's buy bonds. If we're registered nurses, our wounded men need us. Let's contact the Army at once. If we have a patch of ground, let's dig in for a victory garden. If there's a war job we can do, let's get it and stick to it every day. If we can do anything to bring our boys home alive 1 minute, 1 second sooner, that's the job we must do. This is the creed of Hallicrafters and every other patriotic man, woman, and child in our great country.
Lee Bennett speaking. This is WGN, the voice of the people, Chicago 11.